Now that the crisis in Syria is on hold, it's time for another crisis. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. This Congress has been very adept at doing nothing. The only problem with doing nothing is that if you do nothing long enough, before you know it, September 30th rolls around, the fiscal year ends, and there's no budget to keep the government running. Which is why, unless Congress at least temporarily stops doing nothing, the government is going to shut down. Yes, I know you've heard this before. It's happened 3 years in a row now. At least this time, there's a slightly different reason for it. It's because on October 1st, the day after the old fiscal year ends, the president's new health insurance exchange is open for business, and Tea Party Republicans can't let that happen.
If we let Obamacare become implemented and part of the American healthcare system, it'll be very hard to ever unravel that.
That's Representative Tim Huelskamp, one of the Republicans insisting that any measure to keep the government open include a provision to defund Obamacare. Now, the president would never sign such a bill, so Huelskamp wants to attach it, kind of like a legislative tick, to something the president has to sign, like the federal budget. Except the president's spokesman says,
our position obviously is that we will not accept anything that delays or defunds Obamacare.
Hence the crisis. But we have 3 weeks, and I'm sure it'll be fixed by then, so that we can face the next crisis, October 18th, when the U.S. Treasury is expected to hit the debt ceiling and the United States of America will go into default. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.